This is Isheshe Talks with Ategbe.
Ifani, Sukere, Pakere, Patakin, Felese, Sile, Eni Ababalo Sodelam, Barili, Eni Ajababalo Lajam Babo, Difafe Jikoko Iwo, Eyi Ti O Tejuma Kapo E, Kirigiri, E Jikoko Iwo Ri, Ifa Tejuma Mi Owo Mi Re, Eni Oba Tejuma Ni Ri Tajeshi, E Jikoko Iwo Ri, Alaje tejumo mi owo mi re ejikoko iwori. This is the declaration of Ifa from Iwori Meji, one of the primordial Odu, like Oju Odu, the 16th primordial Odu Ifa, Iwori Meji. In this philosophy of Ifa teaching, Ifa is talking about consistency with some touch of loyalty. If I say in a lot of things there, but Ntama Dimombe is the consistency part with some touch of loyalty. Because when we look at the verse, let's break it down for the people that don't understand Yoruba. He said, Sukere Fakere. Sukere Fakere is an expression for the movement of the leg. When he says Sukere, Sukere means when the first leg step forward. Fakere is when the second leg follows it. That is the expression there, sukere fakere. It now said bata. Bata kim felese sile. Bata means your slippers or your shoe. Kim felese sile, it doesn't leave like someone's leg. You have to puff it. It won't leave your leg by itself. Eni ababalo so de lam barile. Wherever we join together to go for a party or a picnic, it's the same people we used to follow back home. The majority of the people are always doing this because it's always when you go to the party together, it's always nice to come back home, you know, so you won't lose the vibe and you can reflect on everything that, you know, happened at the party. It now said, "Eni ajababalo lajam babo." Wherever the dog follows, it's the same person the dog comes back with. A dog cannot follow this person out and choose to come back home with another person. No, the dog is a very loyal animal. It does not operate like that. So, you see, all this Oluwo, the philosophy behind it, is talking about consistency with some touch of loyalty into our life as Olurisha. You see, when we look at the world we live in today, if all this organization where all of us work in, like financial institution, all the organization where they hire people to work so we can make money. If all this organization requires some certain qualities before you can be appointed to a very high post that would make you make a lot of money. And some of these qualities they require, consistency is part of it. Loyalty to the company is part of it. If they require this thing before they can appoint you to a prominent position in the company, what makes you think that the Orisha we are devoted to doesn't require it from you as well as a devotee before they give their listening ear to whatever your heart desire is as you walk through your path in Eleaye? How are you so sure the Orisha does not want that quality from you too? You see, we need to understand that, because I know a lot of people see Orisha as energy, but I'm not saying they are not energy. Yes, they are energy, but we need to understand that they are not just energy. They existed as human beings like us. They were just extraordinary human beings, but they did exist in Eleaye. The Yoruba cosmology, like the Yoruba people, don't let me say the Yoruba cosmology. Let me just say the Yoruba, according to the Yoruba belief, we believe that the Orisha, they existed. They existed in Eleaye, but they just existed as an extraordinary being. So everything we are doing today, they have laid the foundation. So if they laid the foundation of everything we believe in today and how we operate today, why do you think that they would not require consistency from their devotee? They require it too. They require consistency with some touch of loyalty from their devotee. You see, consistency doesn't just have to do with having a successful career and bringing your ambition into reality. No, it also applies to your spiritual life. Because if you have a consistent communication and behavior with your Orisha, it improves your relationship with your Orisha. And it puts them in a position where they give listening ears. Like they open their ear to listen to whatever it is that you want to say to them. A lot of people in the Nigeria I live in today, I know a lot of Orisha devotees that they only pick up their Orisha when they want to go to their priest to feed it or to do or say. They don't have a personal communication or worship with their Ujubo. You did this initiation. Do you think they just gave you the Ujubo to keep at home and it should be doing magics in your life? No. After the initiation, the Ujubo is given to you as your personal point of contact with that Orisha. Whichever Orisha you are devoted into, that Ujubo is your own personal point of contact. You use it to communicate constantly with your Orisha. That is why it is being given to you. It's your own point of contact. It is not just something you put at home. So now a lot of people have it at home. Some are waiting that they will give an excuse that, I don't know how to communicate. There are some things you need to say. See, even if it's Spanish you speak, you can't speak Yoruba. Whichever language you can speak, use it to communicate with your personal Orisha icon at home. It is not really about you knowing how to say the right things or the right words or the right incantation. It is your heart. It is the thought behind what you are doing that matters. The thought, the purpose at which you are using to, the main purpose why you are doing it. That is what matters. It is not the type of word you use or the, no. We are talking of a personal thing. Like your personal relationship. You are building a personal relationship. And building, look at it now, when we talk about relationship, when we want to talk about good relationship, people would say a good relationship is sitting down on the foundation of good communication, and the communication must be consistent, you know, and there must be loyalty as well. So the relationship can work well. This same relationship that you want to create with your with the Orisha you are devoted to, it requires this consistency and loyalty. It requires it. Because if you don't consistently communicate with the Orisha you are devoted to, it's a bad thing. Because I'm confidently telling you this, that you would never get to that point where your devoted Orisha, the Orisha you are devoted to, listen to every little thing you say, like put a share on it, without being consistent with your communication and worship with the Orisha. If you are not consistent with your personal worship with that Orisha, it will never get to that point. I'm confidently saying it. It is really, really important, because one thing we need to understand is that, you see, the Orisha icon, when you constantly communicate and worship with loyalty, like full loyalty, like that of a dog, you are spiritually carving a hole into the icon, and that hole will serve as a direct portal of communication to the Orisha that icon represents, you know. That is what majority don't know. So that's why you see some people, they tell you that when I just went to my Ujubo, I communicated, I talked to my Orisha and everything just happened. It's real. It is not magic. It is real. There are some verse, in fact, they have some poetic words that they say, Ururomaru, if I'm Aru Tenu, Mifun, Ururomaru. You see that verse? It talks about the importance of communicating with your Orisha icon. Like when they cast that verse for someone, they will tell the person that when you get home, try and always communicate with your Orisha icon. They didn't just give it to you to decorate the house. We need to understand, all these things that apply to being a successful person in life, it also apply to having a healthy relationship with the Orisha we are devoted to. It applies to it. There's no different. It is relative. It is relative. Because that foundation, well, it was laid down by the Orisha, because they have been existing before we came to existence. We need to just understand this simple philosophy. So there's no magic in being a devotee to whatever Orisha you are devoted to. You have to do some groundwork to get that Orisha to be very active in your life. So that will be it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening to this one. I'll see you guys on the next one. Israel.
This is Ishashe Talks with Ategbe.